This podcast is brought to you by my Palm Beach Birthday Contest. Visit me in sunny Florida this January and celebrate with me. To enter, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on my birthday banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think Donald Trump will be a moment in time. I don't think Donald Trump is permanent. I don't think Donald Trump is the future of the Republican Party. I think he will go back to that kind of little maggot-infested place that he was in.
I am trying to show you how disgusting you are.
No, you're the disgusting one.
I think President Trump will continue to have substantial influence on the party, and so I don't think Trumpism is going away.
You'll never get rid of me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I think it's unfair that if a politician wants to do something, then they immediately look at the restaurants, and they're really hurting these people without a solid evidence basis at this point to do it.
You in there? You gotta open up!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We all know that these governors in these blue states are out of their minds. They got no brain cells. They don't know what they're talking about because the red states are wide open, baby, and they're having the time of their life, enjoying life, being normal. While we're sitting here in a cage listening to these idiotic Democrats trying to re-mandate on our throats.
You sound angry.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is a source of confusion, but no, this is one of the misperceptions here. Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This is Ben Buffington. There's going to be a terrible storm tonight. If the world doesn't hasn't ended already, or it doesn't end from the pandemic, it's going to be...
Hey, yeah, calm down. Calm down. You'll get your chance later on in the show. All right, you and Frankie McDonald, Mindy, everyone, the storm team will be in operation. But, you know, calm down. I see Phil Murphy has already declared a state of emergency in Jersey, even though nothing has happened. But, hey, that's, you know, he and Charlie Parker, that's what they learned how to do at Needham High School. They declare states of emergency. 603 is already texting in. We want Frankie. We had Frankie yesterday. He's one of the top meteorologists covering the state of Massachusetts. Barack Obama is the only other guy I ever heard it called Massachusetts. And Barack Obama lived here for 3 years. Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. All right. Listen, it has begun on the COVID front. How predictable was this? There's a story out there today from the New York Times, of course. Health worker in Alaska had serious allergic reaction after Pfizer's vaccine. Just think, if Joe Biden is inaugurated, that's a headline you will never, ever see again. Joe Biden will be receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for medicine. But Trump is still the president. Avenues still remain. They may be narrower than ever. But as long as the possibility remains that he could overturn the results, they're going to keep us locked down and angry. And everything is going on as it always does in these situations. Although this is an unprecedented situation. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Email Alan says, I really love the storm team moniker. Oh, we just lifted that from the local team. They all have storm teams, right? So today they're breaking from predicting the end of the world with the panic to predicting the end of the world with Snowmageddon. So it's just, it's all the same, though. It's just a different, they're just screaming about a different level. It's a different kind of panic, I guess you would say. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And there was an interesting Senate hearing today. They began to investigate Ron Johnson's committee. He's the senator from Wisconsin. And yes, Ron, not Jan Johnson from Wisconsin. And he was going at Gary Peters, accusing him of being a liar. I don't have a cut sheet, so I don't know what we've got, but we've got some cuts here. We've got Josh Hawley, for one. He's the rookie senator from Missouri, and he just points out that that no one's gonna believe that this election was real, and people who've been promoting a Russian collusion hoax for the last 4+ years. Which they knew was a hoax to begin with, as we see from these handwritten notes from John Communist Party voting Brennan, the former head of the CIA. They knew that this was a fraudulent thing. So this is, let's see here. I'm just looking at it. Okay, cut 18. Let's have cut 18.
Every single one of them, every one of them told me that they felt they had been disenfranchised, that their votes didn't matter, that the election had been rigged. These are normal, reasonable people. These are not crazy people. These are reasonable people, and who, by the way, have been involved in politics. They've won, they've lost, they've seen it all. These are normal folks living normal lives who firmly believe that they have been disenfranchised. And to listen to the mainstream press and quite a few voices in this building tell them after 4 years of nonstop Russia hoax, it was a hoax.
It was a hoax. It was a hoax. And Josh Hawley, he's a contender for 2024. He and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who was the opposite of Charlie Parker or Gina Raimondo or Janet Mills or any of these, or Cuomo, any of these panic porn purveyors. Lord. But here's a Hunter Biden disinformation claim. This is another meltdown in the Senate. This is between, I think, Gary Peters, who I believe actually lost the election to John James in Michigan. That was another election that there appears to have been glitches, irregularities. But so he and Johnson get into it. Johnson just accuses him of spreading disinformation when these guys put out all the documents. Grassley and Johnson, the senator from Iowa, put out all this information about Hunter Biden and all of his dealings overseas, and Gary Peters was one of the guys who said that this was Russian disinformation, along with Brennan, Clapper, et al. So they were going back and forth. Cut 19.
You lied repeatedly. You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation. Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're dealing
with. Senator
Paul. But, Mr. Chairman, you can't make
Judge
false
Starm
allegations and then dropping it there.
How about that? A Democrat who has spent the last 5 years living in a rabbit hole accuses his Republican colleague of going down a rabbit hole. What the hell was Russian disinformation other than a rabbit hole? 844-500-4242. That is so, so bad. And meanwhile, Joe Biden was in Georgia yesterday. There appear to be no cutaways of any crowds, because I don't think there were any crowds. And he was campaigning for Raphael Warnock, who is the Jeremiah Wright-like preacher who's running against Kelly Loeffler. And the other Senate candidate on the Democrat side running against David Perdue, the Republican incumbent, is John Ossoff. But Biden doesn't quite know his name. Cut three.
Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff.
Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff. John Ossoff. Let's hear that one more time.
Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff.
At least he didn't say next United States Senator Joe Biden or next President John Ossoff.
But it was left to a CNN reporter to get Joe Biden's name wrong. I guess this is what you'd call a Freudian slip. Cut number four.
Well, President-elect Joe Biden, did finish speaking here just a short time ago. And you may-
Joe Bama? Did he say Joe Bama? All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. If you like to save money the way I do, then you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. Right, Taylor?
It certainly is.
It was a cold night last night in Massachusetts, I know. How was the Gen 40 treating you?
It was perfect. I only hope they make a bigger version so I can use it in my driveway so I don't have to shovel next time around. But it works great in the home.
Here it is. It's right here. I got it in my hand.
Yeah, Howie, the Gen 40 heater works fantastic. We lost him for a second. We'll get him right back. But the Gen 40 heater is terrific. Howie, you there?
No, yeah, I'm here.
All right, we lost you for a second.
Okay, the Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now, and you will need to pay close attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr to get $50 off the sales price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Carr for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Okay, apparently if you're watching or listening on YouTube, you may not be able to hear the audio cuts right now. So what you should do is go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, hit listen, and you shouldn't have any problems. And we hope to have it worked out fairly quickly here. Sorry about that. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by my Palm Beach birthday contest. Enter to win a trip to sunny Florida and spend my birthday weekend with me. Moi. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on my birthday banner. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should President Trump concede the election? We have two options, no or hell no. No, I'm kidding. We have yes or no.
I say no.
91% say no.
Yeah, as he tweeted out last night, he had a heart-to-heart with Mitch McConnell, who, as always, doesn't want any trouble, or most of the time he doesn't want any trouble. But as Trump tweeted out, too soon to give up. Republican Party must finally learn to fight. People are angry! Exclamation point. I certainly know that Josh Hawley is angry, and I hope somebody. One of the senators objects to this electoral college vote and they can somehow drag it out for a while longer. I don't think there's any need to give up as long as there are any avenues to fight the battle, because it obviously was stolen. And again, I feel like Josh Hawley summed it up for 74 million of us. We're not going to take a lecture and be told to sit down when there's this amazing amount of evidence, including 800 plus affidavits and depositions sworn under the pains and penalties of perjury about the fraud that went on in these various states. And we're not going to take it from people who were making it up for 4 years, who were promoting a hoax, an absolute hoax. And that's all there was to it. The DNI, you know who he is? That's John Ratcliffe, the Republican former Republican congressman from Texas. He declassified some information yesterday about the handwritten notes of John Brennan about the Russian collusion, likely Russian collusion, probable Russian collusion in the dodgy dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Top U.S. intelligence officials were so concerned heading into the 2016 election that the Russians were aware of and potentially manipulating Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's plans to smear Donald Trump as a Russian agent that they personally briefed Barack Obama on the matter. Newly declassified CIA documents show. CIA officials also requested that the FBI investigate Russian knowledge of the Clinton campaign's collusion smear operation. You know who they sent the request to? James Comey, who despises Donald Trump, obviously, and Peter Strzok, who was fired by Donald Trump, who said that he could smell the Walmart, the Trump supporters in Walmart down in Tidewater, Virginia. U.S. intelligence community knew during the 2016 campaign that Russian intelligence was actively monitoring and potentially injecting disinformation into Clinton's anti-Trump collusion narrative. So the Russians put disinformation into the Clinton campaign, and then the mainstream media, the same people that are telling us to shut up and give up, wave the white flag, surrender, they were promoting their own disinformation. They were running with the disinformation. They gave themselves a total pass on any kind of responsibility for what was going on. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. By the way, Hunter Biden, as they talk in the Senate about the disinformation campaign, supposedly disinformation. Whenever a Democrat says disinformation, you can assume confirmed. Just take the dis out and say it's disinformation equals information. Hunter is focusing now on his artwork.
I should have known you were going to get to this story before me.
As the Justice Department probes Hunter Biden's work with Ukrainian energy company Burisma, among many, many other things, President-elect Joe Biden's son is focusing on his first solo art show. Sources tell Page Six, that's the New York Post, Hunter is inking a deal as an artist to be represented by the Georges Burgess, I don't know how you pronounce it, gallery in Soho, that's in Lower Manhattan. An announcement and exhibit of his work is being planned for next year. Oh, gosh. I can't wait for that. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we're finding out who got these bailouts from the payroll protection program loans. Did you see these today, Grace?
No, I didn't.
Joel Osteen, who has a private jet, he got $4.4 million
in
bailout.
Oh, he's a preacher, right?
Yeah, he's he preaches the gospel of prosperity, and God has moved in mysterious ways and given him $4.4 million. And how about the French Laundry? Did you see that one? The French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley, California, where Governor Newsom and Mayor Breed of San Francisco like to go after putting their constituents on lockdowns. They got $2.7 million. $2.7 million. That's good. We knew there was going to be a problem, but we just didn't know how bad it was going to be. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, and when we come back, we will have Grace's news. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, Biff, Mindy, Frankie McDonald, they're all getting ready for their close-ups later on in the show today. A couple hours away, more than a couple hours away.
They just get so worked up. It stresses me out.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know how panic is going to play. I mean, when you have the governor of the state has been promoting panic porn, and all the other governors and most of the mayors have been doing the same thing for like 9 or 10 months, and guess what? 99.9% of the people are still alive, which is what it was going to be whether COVID came along anyway. 0.1% of the population was going to die anyway during the course of the year, if not more. I don't know how they're going to get this people panicked about the snow. I mean, it used to be the snow panic was like, I don't know, 4 or 5. In a bad year, it would be 8 or 9 times a year. It's every night now.
Yeah.
They're predicting death, imminent death, famine, pestilence,
and to your
slaughter.
To your point, people are kind of numb to it now.
That's what I mean.
Everyone's just, you know, their eyes are glazed over. They're like, whatever. I'm not leaving the house.
I was listening
anyway
to all those Charlie Parker cuts from yesterday, you know, because I may do the Friday column on that. And he keeps going, you know, just because all of you are not going to get sick, this doesn't mean it's not a big problem, okay? I know a lot of you, most of you, okay, 99% of you, you're not worried about it. But don't let that, you still got to follow my rules. It's my way or the highway. Now the highway's going to be covered with snow. Someone wants to know if Charlie Parker will be wearing Duvall's leather bomber jacket at the emergency center during the storm. Does he have a leather bomber jacket?
I was going to say, I thought that Duvall's? Was
Duvall had one.
Okay, I got to go.
But Duvall,
that.
There's no way he could fit into Duvall's because Duvall is like 5'8" tops, and he's what, 6'4", 6'5"? It ain't working. 844-500-4242.
Howie, before we get into some of the Hunter Biden news beyond his art career, which I do have to ask because you got to the story before I did, what kind of art does he do? Is it painting? Is it photography?
Someone thinks that you need a black light to see it. You know, it's like the old psychedelic days in the 60s or the 70s. You may be onto something there, Dexter.
No, I don't know. I'm very curious, though, what his art is like, and more importantly, what it goes for. Because, you know, interpreting art, it's the beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
What?
So maybe
you
it's
know,
like
Grace,
thousands of dollars.
It suddenly occurs to me, this could be a new way to launder money for the big guy.
That's what I mean. You could put a dot on a canvas. And
right.
You could say it's $10 million worth of
right.
art right there.
And
who can
so,
say?
And Chinese and Ukrainians are going to be bidding against one another.
They're big, big fans of Hunter's artwork, I'm sure. But before we get to that, I wanted to talk a little bit about Biden. He was speaking, and the cough has returned. While he's talking about darkness versus optimism, the cough creeped back. So let's do cut number two.
As tough as this moment is in this country, as dark as these days of winter seem, I'm still more optimistic about the future of this country than I've been my whole career.
Let's just keep going with these. I want to play cut number one.
It's time to stand up. Take back our democracy. Send me these two men, and we will control the Senate, and we will change the lives of people in Georgia.
Yeah, you'll change them, all right. Not for the better, but you'll change them, all right. 603 says that Hunter is an artist, a BS artist.
He is. He's the most talented of our time, some might say.
It's a new medium. Bovine excrement.
There is a new story that's on the Federalist right now. New documents show Hunter Biden requesting $10 million from Chinese on behalf of the entire Biden family. New documents reported by Fox News Wednesday offer more details into a $10 million deal outlined between Hunter Biden and Chinese businessmen with deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. I wonder if any of them know Eric Swalwell's old friend.
Fang Fang.
Adding.
Did she make a play for Mayor Pete, by the way?
Yeah.
I'll bet he resisted. Thank you.
Adding fuel to ongoing scandals plaguing President-elect Joe Biden, big tech, and big media. According to the correspondence obtained by Fox, Hunter Biden reportedly offered his best wishes. That's like what you write in your books, best wishes, from the entire Biden family.
That's what you write when you can't think of anything else to say.
I hope my letter finds you well. I regret missing you on your last visit to the United States.
I regret not being in my hotel room to pick up another 2.8-carat diamond worth $80,000. Have you ever been in a hotel room? Who is it? Room service. I have that diamond you didn't order. It's almost 3 carats.
I'm sorry. I'm busy painting right now. Can you leave it at the door? He said,
and, you know, people say, well, you know, some of these diamonds that are only 2.8 carats, they could, if they're muddy or clouded, they could only go for $10,000, $20,000. I think this was not a cloudy diamond. I think this was pretty much high quality.
A cloud in the sky. The sky was clear.
50% goes to the big guy, according to Hunter's own emails to his daughter. So did they take the 2.8-carat diamond and chop it in half, and they give half of it to the big guy for Dr. Jill?
Or maybe it was like Titanic and they threw it over the ship and let it sink into the ocean. He said, I hope my letter finds you well. I regret missing you on your last visit to the United States. Please accept the best wishes from the entire Biden family as well as my partners. In the same
Joe's very
letter.
Proud. Joe says Hunter was the best bag man he ever had.
Well, I mean, it's true. There's no doubt. It goes on to say, later emails responding to Hunter Biden reviewed by Fox dated in July show the Chinese chairman enthusiastically arranging for Biden's request, working to expedite the transfer. See, I think what's so bothersome about all of this, Howie, is that the New York Post had all, I mean, not all of this detail per se, but they had a lot of dirt. And they were forthcoming with it. They let everybody know. And what did they get?
Well,
they got booted off Twitter.
The New York Post had a very good story today. They, you know, they got booted off of Twitter and they got booted off of Facebook for trying to tell the truth.
No good deed.
About Hunter Biden. But guess what? They went through the FEC reports, Federal Election Commission reports. Facebook and Twitter executives poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into Joe Biden's presidential campaign, all while blocking the Post's expose about Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. A review of FEC records show Facebook's Vice President of Public Policy and Chief Privacy Officer, Aaron Egan, donated $99,440 to Biden and other Democrats in the final weeks of the race. And this just goes on. We should actually tweet that story out, Grace. Let's tweet that story out so people can see. The mainstream media is not on the level.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, we've said this a million times, but here's yet more evidence. They were censoring any anti-Biden stories while they were funneling hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars into the Biden campaign.
Yeah, and I think that everyone knows that the real contribution, like you said, was the silencing of the stories. I mean, that's something you can't pay for. You can't pay to have the entire press on your side covering your behind,
well,
and that's what he
got. Kayleigh McEnany said it yesterday at the White House press briefing. She said that it's not just the sins of commission by the media, it's sins of omission. The one of the greatest ways to censor is not to cover a story.
Yeah.
And that's what was going on here.
And to your point, Howie, Kayleigh is so right, because it's not always what the left expects you to believe, whether it's the Russian hoax or the Ukrainian impeachment scandal. It's sometimes what they expect you not to look into. Like, the fact that they expect us all to just accept these election results, like, we're all so dumb that we have no memory. I'm paraphrasing Senator Josh Hawley, but it's true. Why would we believe that this is on the level when nothing for the last 4 years has been on the level?
Right. This is from Kayleigh yesterday, Kayleigh McEnany. On October 15th, you had a New York Times headline that said, Trump said to be warned he was being given Russian disinformation over Hunter Biden. So obviously that headline was disinformation.
Right.
So it was they were accusing Trump of spreading Russian disinformation, and what they were doing was spreading disinformation about Trump. Now she continues. Now, December 10th, just a few months later, your Times headline is, investigation of Hunter Biden is likely to hang over Biden as he takes office. Really interesting, she says, turn of events, and good for those who covered what was the story all along.
The New York Post. And Howie Carr.
Yeah, and talk radio, the New York Post, and that's about it.
Guys, I want to let you know, if you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. Carpets are expensive. I just bought one. It is not cheap. You have to get the padding. It's a whole process. Someone has to deliver it. Don't go through that hassle, because Genesis 950 breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Genesis 950. Much cheaper than replacing your carpet. Before we go to the break, Howie, I just want to get your take on one story. It was popping up yesterday. Some people were saying it's not true. I think it is true. It just hasn't officially happened
yet.
I
checked it out today. It's definitely true.
School may remove Lincoln's name because he didn't show Black Lives Mattered to him. So a San Francisco school. Are you shocked this is happening in Nancy Pelosi's
It's worse than backyard. It's not just Abraham Lincoln. Did you see the other people that are being erased?
No.
Dianne Feinstein is being erased because she was the mayor of San Francisco like 35, 40 years ago, and she let a Confederate flag fly outside City Hall. So she's gonna have the elementary school that's named after her taken away from her.
And here is the problem with the woke movement, which is they don't give people credit for being who they were in their own time. If you look back on any time, there were different norms, there were different things that were happening. But some people were great people. They weren't perfect people. None of us are perfect. But Abraham Lincoln, newsflash, was a great guy.
What's the guy's name? He's a saint. Juniper Sarah, something like that. He was a monk, and he converted the Indians to Christianity. He's losing his school. Balboa. I always thought Balboa was an explorer, but I guess he's been promoted or demoted to conquistador, so he's losing his school. The El Dorado. El Dorado. That means gold. Maybe they're angry that because the 49ers came into California to look for El Dorado.
So what do they want us to rename everything in a way that they won't be offended? That's why everything's being renamed, you know, like elements, fire, things like that.
You know,
I'll
tell you
storms.
One school that's not going to be renamed. I don't even know if there is a school, but if it is one named after, it's not going to be changed. Harvey Milk, the gay supervisor who was shot by, what was his name, Dan White. That will not be renamed, okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Harvey Milk did. He's okay. He's okay with the beautiful people. All right, so that's a decent story. But
speaking of beautiful people, can you flash a grin to the camera, Howie? Because a lot of people want to see those choppers.
That's right. I have nice choppers, if I do say so myself. I recently had a dental emergency last summer, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reason, and there are many, obviously. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is plentiful and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, some of these protocols actually make it more tolerable for having your mouth worked on. I believe it or not, that's the truth. It's a lot easier now to get your teeth worked on than it was before. One of the few bright spots in this whole dismal time. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark points out that this thunder, snowstorm, blizzard, apocalypse, it's all on Donald Trump. What did he do to stop this, okay? When will he leave us alone? First, he caused the virus, then he caused everyone to have to get a job because the economy was so good. Then he got rid of ISIS. Bastard. Now he's going out with a snowstorm. How dare he? How dare he? Yesterday we were talking about Charlie Parker and about how he keeps talking about his friends. And his friends, you know, they don't like the restrictions, the guidance, the rules he's giving them. But sooner or later, they get sick, and they realize that Charlie Parker was right. He knew what he was doing. So I said, you know what we should do? We should the Friends of Eddie Coyle, a great novel about Boston organized crime, became a great movie about a Boston organized crime starring Robert Mitchum as Eddie Coyle. We should make a trailers of the Friends of Charlie Parker, the Friends of Charlie Baker. But first, before we do that, you have to hear the preview, the trailer for the Friends of Eddie Coyle, Cut 17.
This is Eddie Coyle.
I got 5 Smiths, 2 Lugers, and a .357 mag.
And these are his friends.
You don't need any more guns?
I could use anything you can get.
In the world of Eddie Coyle and his friends, the real world of crime, cops cannot operate without information.
Okay, so that was the real trailer for The Friends of Eddie Coyle, again a classic Boston movie. Here we got 4 Friends of Charlie Parker cuts. These are trailers too for his new movie, The Friends of Charlie Parker. The first one is an oldie but a goodie. This is the fisherman from the 2014 election from New Bedford. He ran into this fisherman. They kept looking for weeks, reporters, for this fisherman, and guess what? He was MIA. They couldn't find him. He was AWOL, absent without leave. Here's the first, The Friends of Charlie Baker, Cut 14.
This is Charlie Baker.
Hey, everybody. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker here.
And these are his friends.
I may not make it through this story, and I told a story about a fisherman that I met in New Bedford. He's coming off the boat. He's a big, huge man, completely soaked in sweat and salt water.
In the world of Charlie Baker and his friends, the real world of panic porn, political leaders cannot survive without absolute power, and the public can't be expected to blindly follow orders without first hearing a made-up story.
And he started to cry, and I gave him a hug. He was a big, huge guy. I was like hugging a mountain. And then he said, "See those 2 kids up there?" And he said, "Those are my sons." They were both spectacular football players at New Bedford High School who were given college scholarships, and I ruined their lives. And you hear those kinds of stories every day.
and they are the only friends Charlie Baker has.
Wow. Bravo, Taylor.
Very good. There's more coming. That was the oldie, but a goodie. Tease. There's going to be one per hour.
Oh, that was like the worst of all four of them. So, yeah, they get better.
It was like hugging a mountain. He was covered with salted seawater. It's like he's reading from a script. A script from a B-movie. God. They never could find either the fisherman or the kids. I'm Howie Carr.